Down the Dump Podcast.
I'd like to welcome Steven from 5secondsinthepaint.com to the Down to Dunk Podcast. How you doing tonight, Steven?
I'm doing well. How about you?
I'm doing great. Now, Steven, I don't really know you too well. I've read your website a few times, but my first question for you is, who is your all-time favorite NBA player?
All-time favorite NBA player? You know, I'd probably go with Allen Iverson, just because that's kind of really when I first started falling in love with the NBA in the early 2000s.
Very nice. Any favorite memories of Iverson?
Well, my very first NBA game, I went to Cleveland. The Sixers were in town. They played, the Cavaliers, because I'm from Pittsburgh, so we went up to Cleveland, and Iverson dropped 40 on the Cavs, and I got a T-shirt in the T-shirt toss, so it was a pretty good night.
Man, that's an amazing first encounter with AI. That's awesome. I always think about the Tyronn Lue step over in the finals. I was a Lakers fan, so I didn't enjoy that too much.
Oh yeah, I think that moment is probably one that sticks out. I think the crossover on Jordan, like the hesitation crossover, then the real crossover on Jordan his rookie year, is another big one.
Yeah, and then of course his whole practice rant. I mean, you can't talk about Iverson without mentioning that.
Oh yeah, that's a big part of his legacy. It's funny, we did a remix of that practice rant. I had a radio station just mix that for us with a little kind of promotional overlay for our podcast. And so his practice rant is actually going to be the background music to the opening of our podcast going forward. So
nice.
I definitely keep that moment going as long as I can.
That's awesome. Okay, favorite current player in the NBA?
Oh, that's a tough one. It really depends. I mean, I would say overall, it's just probably LeBron, just because of the things he's doing are so historic right now. It just seems like everything he's doing has some kind of impact on like the legacy of the game. And I don't know who else is close to that right now. I'd say after that, though, it's a huge mix between Rose, Durant, Steph Curry, just because he just became must-watch TV at the end of last season, and probably Kyrie. I think those would be the next guys.
Nice. And tell me the team that you root for.
Well, I kind of feel like since I'm from Pittsburgh, I'm kind of a free agent. You know, we don't have a team. I'm not really kind of tied down to anyone. I just love watching great basketball. With that said, you know, being so close to Cleveland, you know, even though obviously Steelers and Browns aren't really best of friends, I think I probably pull for the Cavs a little bit more than anybody else. You know, I have another writer for the site who's from Philly, and so we do a little bit for the Sixers, but I'd say probably the Cavs more than anybody else.
Very cool. The Cavs will be a little bit easier to root for than the Sixers this year anyways. So.
Oh, yeah, you have to be rooting for the Sixers to lose, yeah. I think, this year would be your plans.
Definitely. Favorite Thunder player besides KD?
Favorite Thunder player besides KD? You know, being from Pittsburgh, I'm going to go Steven Adams. I know you guys love Steven Adams. I'm going to go Adams.
That we've had a love fest for Steven Adams lately, and we did a live draft podcast, and you would get our reactions during the draft, and whenever the Thunder drafted Steven Adams, we were very disappointed. Because we were thinking this guy's going to be a project. He's not going to be ready for, you know, 2 or 3 years to even touch the court. And even if he does, is he going to be any good then? So we actually just stopped the podcast after that because we were so disappointed.
You know, which one is it? I'm listening to that one. I'm going to listen to that one.
I'll have to look it up. I can't remember what number it is. But it was on the day of the draft, and we were extremely disappointed. But It was a fun draft just because of the unpredictability. But then when it got to Oklahoma City, you know, all it seemed like all the guys that we had, you know, anticipated them taking were all off the board. And so it was between, you know, Olynyk and Adams, and when Adams was taken, we were pretty distraught. But after watching him play in the preseason and even the summer league, like we're extremely optimistic, and we as a collective group with the Down and Dunk podcast think that Steven Adams is going to share minutes with Perkins this year, or that's what our hope is, and it not be, you know, such a limited backup role like, you know, if the beat was last year. But I really like that Steven Adams pick. we're pretty obsessive over that guy right now.
It's funny. I've listened to your podcast in reverse order. So, you know, in the most recent one, you guys are really bullish on Steven Adams. And I think four back, you're just kind of, you're still like, oh man, he's kind of impressing us. So I think that's really funny to me.
Yeah, we were cautiously optimistic with his performance in the summer league. And, you know, anytime I mention summer league in the podcast, I'm just like I honestly don't even want to talk about it, just because historically there's been guys that have just stood out in the summer league and then have, you know, been out of the league within 2 years. So I don't want to talk about the summer league, but, you know, preseason, like this is starting to mean more. And getting to see him, you know, record a double-double and things like that are impressive. For a Thunder center, recording a double-double is an impressive thing.
Yeah, I think, you know, that's funny. I mean, obviously, you know, in the national media, you know, Perk gets bashed all the time. I think, you know, it's just his PR comes up a lot. And, you know, just the fact that he doesn't fit into what you guys want to do. And obviously Brooks takes heat from that. But, you know, being from Pittsburgh and watching him live, Steven Adams, that is, a few times, I don't think Pitt really used him to his fullest, but there were just moments where you're like, goodness gracious, this guy could just be a nightmare for somebody. I mean, offensively, he was very, very limited, very raw a little bit, but you would get these, you would just understand that he was very nimble on his feet. He would, you know, spin baseline and just jam on somebody like once or twice a game, which would just give you like a little glimpse of what he could be. And defensively, he was always very good. I think you could tell he was maybe a second slow sometimes just because, you know, getting acclimated to the game and then obviously college basketball. But when he was on, you just couldn't come in the paint. You just couldn't come in there. He was blocking everything, or he was tipping everything or deterring guys. And you definitely could see, you know, Pitts put, you know, Dewan Blair's in the league. And we actually had Ken Birch, who was from UNLV. You know, he transferred and with Adams. So we've had some big guys, Aaron Gray, of course, for Toronto. But I think Steven Adams has the most – he's easily the most gifted. And if he realizes his potential, I think, you know, given the center position, I think top 10 center is not out of the question for this guy.
Man, I'm so excited. I'm so excited to hear you say that. I think that's, I'm super pumped for Steven Adams. I hope that Scott Brooks, one of his traits as a coach is his stubbornness. And I hope that he is not so stubborn that he has to play Kendrick Perkins 25 minutes. Cause I don't, first of all, I don't think he's deserving. Second of all, Steven Adams needs to eat into those minutes. Okay, next question. Over under 52.5 wins for the Thunder this season.
You know, I'm going to go over. I picked, you know, on 5 seconds in the paint, I picked the Thunder to still win the division. And I think in order to do that, they'll have to probably win more than 52 games. Mm-hmm. I think, even with the Westbrook injury, and he's going to miss maybe 4 to 6 weeks, you guys are just so good otherwise. And Reggie Jackson just continues to impress me, like, more and more and more that I see him. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I know the loss of Kevin Martin maybe hurts the bench. I just think you guys will come out on a mission. Like, I feel like this is, like, one of those years, maybe this year, maybe, you know, next year, where Durant's kind of like, like he's been saying in the media, like, I'm not being second anymore. And he just comes out on fire and just wills his team to win a few games early. And for the most part, though, your starting lineup's still intact. And I think chemistry matters. And I just feel like the Thunder are a team that are just really hard to prepare for in the regular season. You just can't prepare for Durant. You can't prepare for their defensive, you know, the way they are on defense. And they're still going to be that good. And I think over 52. I don't know if I'd say 60, but I think over 52.
Yeah, I completely agree. I picked them for around 56, 57 wins. I think they are a 60-win team. If Russell Westbrook's there all season, but he's not going to be. And I think that's good for at least 4 losses, if not more. But we'll see. Like you said, Durant's the second best player in the whole world. I mean, that's a really big deal, and I think he's going to want to show that. And he's going to take more shots. His efficiency numbers are through the roof, and giving that guy more shots can only be a good thing in my mind. So I'm like you. I'm super excited to see the Thunder out the gate, even without Westbrook. True or false, the Thunder will make a big trade this season?
A big trade. I would say false only because I just don't know if the pieces are there to do that. right? Or the pieces they would relinquish. Like a big trade to me, you know, Durant's untouchable. I think Westbrook's pretty nigh untouchable. I don't think a deal involving Serge makes a lot of sense. So I would say false. I don't know. I don't see why they would send, you know, Adams, Lamb, and, you know, maybe Perk anywhere. I don't know what the expiring situation is necessarily. I don't see it happening unless you guys were to start out horrendous for some reason. I can't see it.
Yeah. Last true or false question. I guess this is the second one, but the last question I have for you is true or false. The Thunder are the favorites in the West.
False with healthy Westbrook. Yes, I think. Well, let me rephrase that. I think they are because I feel like everyone thinks Westbrook will come back and be the same. And if they are, they're going. I think they at least go to the Western Finals, if not the Finals. If he doesn't come back the same, then no. So I think yes, but that's only with Westbrook being healthy.
Okay. And who would you pick as the favorite in the West if the Thunder don't come out?
Well, I'm not going to be the guy who writes off the Spurs, that's for sure. Yeah. Until they prove that they can't get there, I'm certainly going to keep them in that category. You know, Duncan's been on a 50-win team every year since his rookie year, other than the lockout years, which do project to be 50 wins. I think the Clippers, I would say it's really the Spurs, the Thunder, and the Clippers to mirror the top three.
Okay. Yeah, I think the Clippers have a lot to prove going forward. But the addition of Doc Rivers is, you can't ignore it. And I think I would agree with those top three for sure. One question, this kind of haunts the Thunder fans, is the James Harden trade. And we have kind of a, you know, a personal stake in this argument, and it seems that you would be very neutral. What is your take on the James Harden trade and how it's panning out so far?
Well, how it's panning out so far is I would say it's probably not, but it's not a trade that I think you can measure now. And I think you guys have mentioned that on other podcasts. I mean, clearly James Harden is the best shooting guard in the game right now, at least for this upcoming season. And I think that he's going to be a top five shooting guard for, you know, the immediate future. But it clearly is a trade given the assets you got, which ultimately just turned into Lamb and Steven Adams. You know, those aren't assets that we can really grade right now. I mean, if you look at the Pau Gasol trade for Kwame Brown and Marc Gasol, that looked horrible at the time. And now with Marc Gasol being defending defensive player of the year, that looks like it ended up being a pretty good trade. So I think in terms of the immediate impact, it hurts. I think with Harden, without Westbrook right now, like if Westbrook's hurt but you still have Harden, I think you're a 60-win team. But if 5 years from now, Jeremy Lamb turns into a player who at least gives you that kind of scoring, he'll never probably be that kind of playmaker, but he's a chance to be a much better defender, I think. And if you have Steven Adams who morphs into, you know, a 12-10 type of guy with a couple blocks, you know, it could look differently. So I think it's a trade that hurt immediately, but, you know, it's I think it's unfair to say that it was terrible if in the future Lamb and Adams work out.
Yeah, I'm I take the exact same perspective in that please don't evaluate this trade now. Please don't. And, you know, and the main person who's doing this is Bill Simmons. He's kind of the guy with the megaphone on this, and he was the guy with the megaphone on the Pau Gasol trade as well. And I just caution Oklahoma City fans not to be so upset with him about this, just because the things that he says and the things that him and Jalen Rose have been saying about the Thunder, about, you know, so-and-so, you know, Durant's going to go to the Rockets, and, you know, Westbrook's going to go to the Lakers, and all these other things that they're saying. I mean, they're just trying to generate clicks. They're trying to generate activity, and it works. I mean, I so many people probably clicked on the, you know, Durant's going to Houston, you know, from Jalen Rose. Everybody was all over that. And it works. Everything they say works, and it gets everybody all riled up, and Oklahoma City fans are probably all over that website, and everybody else is all over that website. So I don't blame them for doing that, but I think as fans, we have to be a little more educated than that and wait and see 2 or 3 years down the road, what did this trade, you know, really look like looking back?
No, I agree with that. I do think, though, the trade, I mean, if Harden is, I think the one thing, too, that people forget is Harden that we see in Houston right now would not have been that Harden on your team. So it's he still would have been probably a sixth man. I think when Russell goes down, maybe you put him in the starting lineup, but he wouldn't have been the guy we just saw in Houston. It doesn't mean he didn't have the potential to be, but you can't take a guy that just put up the ball whenever he wanted and had the ball in his hands all the time and then say, well, look what you gave up, when in reality, Durant and Westbrook were going to get a ton of touches and a ton of shots on there, too, and rightfully so. So I think, you know, it's like the T-Mac trade. I think everyone saw that, you know, back when it happened. He goes to Orlando, and then he explodes. And it's like, well, when Vince was there, he wasn't going to do that. Like, so I think, again, maybe it you know, doesn't help you win the finals. Maybe last year you could still win the finals. I don't know. With just Durant and Harden, it's hard to see beating Miami. But, you know, maybe this year it's a possibility. But, again, I think the big thing and what no one talks about really is the Harden that we see and we're going to see would not have been the Harden on Oklahoma City. So you can't say, oh, well, you gave up a 25-5-5 guy, because on Oklahoma City, with the way you guys are structured, he would have been, you know, again, like a 14-4-3 guy.
Yeah, I really love your analysis. I actually just got done watching the Jalen Rose and Bill Simmons. They do their team previews, and my blood was just boiling watching this. And you've kind of soothed me a little bit. I'm feeling a little bit better about the Oklahoma City Thunder now. Probably a little more rational than I felt a few minutes ago. So thank you. Okay, we're gonna play a little game. This is a game called This or That. And you have to tell me if this is a current WNBA player or a former NBA player. So I found former NBA players' names that are, you know, unisex names. So tell me, is this person a WNBA player or a former NBA player? The first one is Kelly Kane.
Kelly Kane. I'm going to go former NBA player.
Kelly Kane plays for the New York Liberty. WNBA.
Okay.
Next one, Jamie Watson.
I'm going to go former NBA guy.
That is a former NBA player. Absolutely. Okay. That's one. Lindsey Harding.
WNBA player.
Atlanta Dream. Next one, Alex Montgomery.
I'm going to go WNBA player.
Hey, you got it again. That's two. New York Liberty. Ricky Winslow.
NBA.
That's NBA. You've caught my pattern. Tan White.
WNBA.
WNBA. Plays for Connecticut Sun. Courtney Alexander.
That's NBA.
That is NBA. And then Shawnell Scott.
Oh, Chanel Scott. Wow. I don't know. I think the Chanel's going to throw me off, but I'm still going to guess WNBA.
It is NBA.
Oh, wow. Chanel Scott, get mad at your parents.
You are outstanding at This or That. Most people struggle to be 500, but you are well over.
Well, you know what the thing is, and I'm not really ashamed to admit this, but I love basketball so much. When there's that time period, there's like a 3-week time period, right, when you're not NBA Summer League's not on yet,
yeah,
and the WNBA is on, and I watch a fair amount of WNBA. I just love watching basketball. So, you know, there's some of those I definitely knew. I knew Courtney Alexander was drafted by the Mavericks, I think, in the early 2000s. Uh-huh. I think Lindsey Harding, because I think they were Atlanta Dream was in far enough in the WNBA playoffs that her name came up once or twice. Mm-hmm. So some of those weren't terrible for me. I guess, yeah, I think I missed two in there, three.
Yeah, I think you missed three, and that's impressive. And what do you know? Did you know Tan White?
Yes, I did know Tan White.
That's an amazing name, Tan White.
So I'm proud to be the champion of This or That.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I really enjoyed this podcast, and we'd love to have you on again, Stephen. And we'll be make sure that if you're listening to this, please go to 5secondsofthepaint.com, leave your comments, listen to the podcast. You know, Stephen puts out some great content, and we will look forward to watching real basketball in this next week, and then reading the content that you generate from that.
Oh, yeah, definitely. We'll be doing primarily, you know, we do a lot of the NBA, but we will be doing A lot of Cavs and a lot of Sixers, you know, our podcasts have been mostly interviews so far. We talk about anything, but, you know, we are starting some, you know, very specific podcasts for the NBA. We've been doing interviews. We've been trying to get a couple of basketball players, been moderately successful at that. So a lot of exciting things coming up. Obviously, we'd love to have you guys join us at some point in time in the season, talk about the Thunder. And, yeah, thanks for having me on.
For sure. We'll talk to you soon, Steven.
All right, thanks. Here's your chance, do your dance at the Space Jam. All right. Hey.